commentators skip straight to the story of the woman. She is the dominant character in the scene. But it is rather shocking the way that the story begins before we even get to the woman. Mark almost says offhandedly that they are in the home. They don't just run into this guy by the side of the road somewhere. Jesus and the disciples are in the home of Simon the leper. What scandal in Jesus' day. What in the world is this scene about? Anybody who read this story in the first century would have been kind of shocked by this. What? Jesus was in the home of Simon the leper? I assume, since Mark doesn't mention any more about it then, that Jesus has already healed the man. Or else a healing probably would have taken place right there in the story. But we get the sense that something has gone on in the past. Simon the leper is no longer suffering from leprosy. But the man is still known in the community. Even in Mark's church, years later, when he writes the gospel, Simon is still remembered, is still known. Simon, who used to have leprosy, but whom Jesus healed. Remember that story when they were in the home of Simon the leper? As if everyone reading it would have known what that meant. They would have remembered Simon, and they would have remembered what Jesus had done in his life. It seems as though his healing at the hands of Jesus is what forever now marks this man. It is the most important thing that ever happened in his life. And he remembered it, and his family remembered it, and his community remembered it, and now the church remembers it forevermore. Jesus had healed Simon the leper. So now they're gathered in his home because he has thrown open the doors. He has invited Jesus and the disciples not only into his home, but to stay there in Bethany on their way to Jerusalem, and he is feeding them all. This is a big group of people. He is feeding them all at his own expense. Someone might be forever remembered as, you know, that guy who was a great running back at the university. Or that woman. You remember that woman? What was her name who ran our Girl Scout troop for years? Oh, yeah. Or, God forbid, as in the case of one guy that I went to college with, that guy who overflowed the toilet and flooded the downstairs of the dorm. Not something that you want to be remembered for, but he forever will be in the lives of a lot of men. Trust me, there are all kinds of things that you can be remembered for. But Simon is being remembered as the one Jesus healed of leprosy. He was like a walking billboard, a walking reminder of Jesus' healing power. A pretty good thing to be in life. In the same way, this woman is remembered. Remembered for anointing Jesus and honoring him for the act of self-giving that he is about to do. And according to Mark, Jesus responds with these words, "Truly I tell you, wherever the good news is proclaimed to the whole world from now on, what she has done will be told in remembrance of her." She will be remembered. We do not know much about this woman, especially in Mark. John tells a similar story about Mary, the sister of Lazarus. Luke says that whoever this woman is was a sinner, but Mark doesn't mention that. It wouldn't be until the 4th century that people would identify her with Mary Magdalene or insinuate that she had been a prostitute and Jesus had forgiven her and gotten her out of that life. It's a much later translation of the story. But Mark, who is our earliest source, mentions none of that. All we know is that she has spent a lot of money, almost a year's worth of salary, on a jar appointment to show her devotion and belief in Jesus. Why would a person do such a thing? I would guess that there is more to the story than we will ever know. Jesus has changed the life of this woman at some point along the way. Her life will never be the same again. She is responding to something that Jesus has done for her. What did he do? What do you think that Jesus had done for this woman? Heal her of a 12-year hemorrhage? Raise her only son from the dead? Give her her own sight back? Forgive her of some long-lived sin and restore her to her family and to her community? We will never know. But those things certainly remind us of other women that we find in the stories as well. Whatever it was that Jesus did changed her. It changed her life. It changed her future. And now she is showing her love for Jesus in the best way that she knows how at this critical time. For that, she is remembered. The disciples' reaction seems to be mixed. Mark says that some were there who got mad about the money. They did not seem to get what this woman was doing. They did not understand her. They did not know the story behind what was happening. They just saw her as some lowly person doing an unwise thing. Perhaps they did not understand or know whatever Jesus had done for her to warrant such extravagant devotion. They didn't understand. And certainly they did not understand the anointing that pointed to his coming death, because every time he brought it up, they tried to change the subject or deny that that should happen. But she knew. She knew what was about to happen. And she knew why, it seems. But presumably there were then others around the table who were not angry about it. Were they blind to this wastefulness? Or did they actually understand more about what was happening? As I certainly assume Simon the leper knew very well why the woman was doing what she did. The same reason he was spending a lot to host Jesus and his disciples on their way to Jerusalem. The same reason he fed them and served them. That was his act of giving back, of responding, his act of devotion and belief in Jesus. So he knew what the woman was doing. Because Jesus had changed everything for him. His life and this woman's life would never be the same again. And I hope that you sometimes each find your own heart so full and generous in response to the life that you have from Christ as well, to something that God has done that you will always remember. And perhaps other people will remember you for.